we're going to bring you
Are you on a sugar high?
I don't have any idea what I'm... Oh, you have no idea what last night was like for us. But it is Saturday, and we're sound bites, and we're going to bring you all kinds of news, views, and stuff you can reuse. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Jay Venright.
I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
You sure? Where's Nick?
Yeah, I know it. I know it. It's a, we had an interestingly weird night last night. It was fun.
See, that's what... That's what I miss about where I live right now.
Yeah.
I don't get any kids for Halloween.
You could have had mine.
I love it. I mean, you know, we
had a house full of them. We have friends who live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, we don't have
any. So they come in, because, you know, their next door neighbor is 2.5 miles away, so they come into our house.
We live on a, you know, a street where they don't have any street lights, so the kids don't go up and down there. So I missed it.
Because you can't scare the heck right out of them.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to do that. Do the garage up.
Yeah.
We used to have neighbors. They'd put all this stuff up and have this spooky stuff. They'd have a guy in a coffin in the back corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we used to have one neighbor where I, back where I used to live. He'd sit on the porch like a scarecrow and just sit there in a chair.
Yeah.
All stuff. And it wasn't until the kids, oh, that guy's not real. He'd let them literally go by. And then as they're going out, he'd grab them. Talk about yells and screams.
We used to. This is the first year in a long time I haven't had a fog machine on my porch.
Oh,
I just got home too late from work.
Oh, your neighborhood.
I just got home too late from work to set it up. I usually put out the fog machine.
Especially with that front door here.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. And it creaks.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was your knee.
No, my knee just goes snap, snap, snap. Creak would be an improvement. All right, listen, we're gonna go to the news, and I think we'll start with Dave.
Okay, well, there's two things. Well, one, Microsoft's bringing out their own version of iPod. Big deal. Let's move on to another one. the other thing, though, and a lot of folks have been getting it. As a matter of fact, a very good friend of mine, and I won't tell you his name, even though he's a plumber, a lot of folks are seeing it, too. It's like you sent an email, and it returns a bounce saying that it couldn't deliver it, and if you... look at it. There's an attachment. Well, if you get the attachment, well, you're now infected. Unless you're getting your antivirus software up and doing the adware. Lately, we have been doing, on an average, of over 300 pieces of spyware on an average machine right now. And then, like I say, this other one, folks, especially if you send out a lot of emails, you get this one back and it says, oh, it was bounced. And you actually click on that attachment and it's like, oh, bad mistake.
Yeah, because most people want to open the bounce message up and see who didn't get the mail.
Yeah, but usually any bounce message will tell you who you were sending it to, and it wouldn't have an attachment unless you put an attachment with it. But if you were just sending out an email and going back, the email carrier that's bouncing it back won't throw an attachment on there.
I've seen some mail servers will attach your original message instead of putting it in the body of the bounce.
But, again, if you don't recognize it, just don't do it, folks. It's a hoax and just another malicious way of trying to corrupt your machine. Unless you want to come to our shop and have you straighten it out, you know, by all means, then go ahead and open it.
You're right, exactly.
It's job security for me, but up front we're trying to tell you just don't do it. Delete them. You can also, I use McAfee Spam Filter, so it automatically goes right in there and sorts out. Because I can get on an average... slow day, 800 to 900 pieces of junk mail.
Yeah,
just in the morning.
Yesterday I had 1,500. It was a slow day.
Well, see, I just count the ones in the morning, and then throughout the day we're constantly, you know, getting rid of more and more each time we go in there.
See, I only get 40 or 50, and with the surfing I do, I should have more than that.
You should have way more than that. The surfing you do. Well, of course you're not using a Windows machine for your surfing, and that explains
a
lot of it.
Can't.
I don't think you should have passed over this. I think it's important that we note that Microsoft has invented the music download site, finally. Thank heaven.
What?
And they've invented the digital music player.
Like I said, one don't go nowhere.
Actually, Dell is introducing a new music player.
The Dell VJ.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
Dell's getting into a lot of it.
$250 for 15 gigabytes and $330 for 20 gigabytes.
And even Dell's getting into now even the digital camera.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Dell's making it all nowadays.
Yeah.
The Walt Malsberg at the Wall Street Journal did a roundup of all the different music services and music players, and he looked at the Dell DJ with a beta copy of the new Napster, which is coming out, I think, today even.
Yeah.
A legal version of Napster. And he still picked the iPod and iTunes for its ease of use, the easy way that you can get to the music, and the searching abilities were a lot better. And the iPod is still the physically smallest hard drive base to give you those thousands and thousands of songs.
Thank you. Thank you for that unsolicited testimonial. Well, hardly solicited. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and I'm delighted to say Rob Linton. I'm Nick Francesco. This is Soundbites, the greatest computer show in the known universe, only on 1180 WHAM.
Different than regular C. For whole body protection, take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Rite Aid, Eckerd's, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
It's the phrase, save big time. Makes your ears perk up like a Doberman pincher. Then I'm here to throw you a bone, Rex. See, at Hotels.com, you'll find great deals on thousands of hotels worldwide. At Hotels.com, you get the absolute best deal. Yes, I did say absolute best deal. No, you don't need to get your ears checked, but they do look kind of silly standing at attention like that. Call 1-800-3-HOTELS or click Hotels.com. Best prices, best places, guaranteed.
Based on price matching guarantees, see website for details.
Sharing ideas.
Scan ideas.
Email ideas.
Store ideas.
Scan ideas.
Email ideas.
Store ideas.
Move ideas forward.
The new Officio 2027 from Ricoh. The network scanning capabilities everyone's asking you for, plus 27 crisp black and white prints or copies per minute.
Share ideas quickly.
The new Officio 2027 from Ricoh moves your ideas forward.
Ideas.
How well do you? How well do you share?
By the time you reach 50, if you're just keeping your fingers crossed and wishing for good health, good luck. To help put the odds in your favor, get your bones checked, schedule a colonoscopy, and if you're not already taking Caltrate, start.
The same Caltrate shown in a clinical study to help stop bone loss may also help reduce the risk of recurrent colon polyps.
Don't just wish for good health. Help keep your bones strong and your colon healthy with Caltrate. Now more than ever, it's never too late for Caltrate.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Election 2003. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, do not get confused. We have nothing to do with the election, although we have a poll. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the news. We're going to let Steve go last because he's got a whole lot of Apple news. I just have a quick item. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that Microsoft and Google have been exploring the idea of a partnership or a merger.
We're all in trouble now.
That would make a lot of sense for Microsoft because they've been wanting to grab a piece of that market for a long time. The search engine business has a lot of advertising dollars that they capture on a pay-per-click basis. They wanted to get into it, and they could jump into the market big time by buying Google. Now, the folks at Google, unnamed executives at Google, say they probably would prefer to pass on the deal, figuring an initial public offering of their own makes a lot more sense. However, what happens to the value of the IPO if Microsoft announces its intentions of entering the market? My feeling is nothing, because right now Google is it. Microsoft would take at least 3 years to get where Google is today,
Yeah. And
Google's not going to stand still while they do. So, we'll see what happens Monday morning. I don't know that, from what I've heard, Google isn't going to be giving out enough of their stock for Microsoft to be able to simply buy it all and take them over. So, but we'll see. We'll keep you informed of that. We'll see what the story is.
They've sort of become part of the popular culture now that Google is now a verb. You know, I Googled it the other day.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, there are people who are going to think Microsoft buying them would be a terrific idea. There are people who are going to stop using it because you can't trust the results anymore. You know,
people over at Yahoo are going, whew.
Exactly right. Yeah, they dodged the bullet. We'll see what Google gets.
One of my tabs that comes up when I open all my bookmarks is one of the tabs is for Google, so I can automatically start searching.
Yeah, we do Google. Google is where you go. That's the place.
Yeah, Apple,
all right.
Apple integrated Google into their own browser, so you have a Google button already there.
Yeah, we're going to do more. We have Apple News first. Yeah, some of this has to do with the poll.
Yeah, we have a couple of warnings coming out of the Apple community this week. For those of you that are...
aside from the standard don't buy Microsoft warning?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got to talk me up again. If you are considering or have upgraded to OS 10.3 Panther, there's a couple of things you need to be wary of. If you are using an external FireWire 800 hard drive that uses the Oxford 922 chipset and has firmware 1.02...
And so many people know that off the top of their head.
Off the top of their head.
Really.
Basically, if you have a FireWire 800 drive, be concerned and dig a little farther. But that if you're using this Oxford 922 chip with firmware 1.02, you can result in data loss of all the data stored on the hard drive when you install Panther. We are also hearing some sporadic reports that the older FireWire 400 drives have trouble if you leave the drive connected while you're installing Panther. But after the install is done, the FireWire 400 drive seems to be working okay. Apple is blaming a change in the Oxford chip that didn't make it into the FireWire standard specifications they wrote their system from. Most of the FireWire hard drive vendors are offering firmware upgrades. If they haven't already, they're starting too soon, or they will start soon. So, you know, bottom line is if you have a FireWire hard drive, disconnect it during installation. If you have a FireWire 800 hard drive, look into what firmware it has, which might be in your manual, or you can call the manufacturer, and do not currently use the FireWire 800 drive with OS 10.3. We also had a couple of warnings come out from a security company at Stake, who was in the news a couple of weeks ago for saying that Microsoft, by default, is bad.
Yeah, and then the guy who was in charge of it got fired.
Yeah, got fired. Yeah, because Microsoft happened to be one of their biggest customers.
Right.
Yeah. There have been a couple of security holes found in OS X. They are from a.
And this has to do with our poll.
This has to do with our poll. From a programming standpoint, it allows an external user to be able to activate and execute instructions as root. But since root is turned off in OS X. It's a fairly minor issue unless you already know what you're doing, and you probably passed it anyway. Some of the early rumors were that since 10.3 is the current OS, Apple was not going to be releasing the security fixes for the older OSs. Apple has said that is not true. They will release the fixes for version 10.2, but then you have to think, what about 10.1 and 10.0?
Right.
And that's the problem that Microsoft has been running into it also. How far back do you go when you're fixing holes, that eventually you have to stop looking at the older thing.
Right. Well, that was one of my tips this week, though, over there, is explaining this aversion concept.
Yeah.
The tip there I put up this week was...
Dave has tips every week on our Soundbite website, and they're all wonderful tips.
And the last thing I want to mention is that for Mac enthusiasts and PC wannabes, if you mark your calendar, I was waiting for that.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Mark your calendars, November 20th at the Burgundy Basin Inn. Jesse Group is sponsoring the Upstate New York Digital Solutions Showcase. So if you're into digital audio, digital video, graphic arts, news, or graphic production, newspapers, things like that, pretty much if you use a Mac, we're bringing a trade show into town.
Or if you do that sort of stuff and you're looking to see what's available.
What's available.
Yeah. Out in the, you know, too many people don't know what the other platforms offer.
Right.
And they should.
One of our big guests is going to be Adobe, showing off the new Creative Suite, Photoshop, image manipulation, Illustrator, and InDesign. So, again, that's November 20th.
Mac still kicks butt, though. In no
way.
I mean,
graphics world.
As
yep.
devoted PC enthusiast that I am, when it comes to graphics, Mac, you know, there's no
even touching. Even trying to run the same programs. You know, Adobe makes all their same programs for Windows as well. They just don't seem to work quite as smoothly as they do on the Mac. And you can get more information on the showcase on our website at jessigroup.com, JessiGroup.com.
JessiGroup.com.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have time for the Rob Linton Story Hour?
As a matter of fact, I think we do.
All right.
Yeah, since Rob pushes the commercial button,
I
he
push
cannot.
All the buttons, okay? That's right. Well, as you guys, we've talked about before, the past 7 weeks I've student taught,
Yes, TV and radio broadcasting class.
God help those
in fact,
kids.
One of your students
them.
Is here.
Yeah. One of my students is here, Kyle Knauss. He's a student in the first year program out at Spencer Ford Oaks. He's two.
And I don't know if you should have just brought him cold because he's in shell shock already.
And right now we can only see the top of his hair, so if he wants to stand up, he'll
I'll
get on
the camera.
I'll
move out of the way of the Rob Linton cam, and you can have. Yeah, there you go. There you go. So anyway, the whole student teaching thing ended about a week ago. Uh-huh. And on Friday, the afternoon or the first year class decided to throw me a little going away party. Total surprise. Had no idea that it was happening. So all the kids got together, and I had made the mistake of telling them about the Soundbites webpage. Okay? I'm like, yeah, go on over to Soundbites. You'll see my profile and the funny little things and stuff like that. Well, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
They looked at those pictures and didn't let that down for about, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, they throw me this little party, and they make a little card. And what they did is they printed out the Teletubby one, okay, with me is which one?
For those of
now?
You who have not been to our website, we have some incredibly creative and tremendously
too much free time
out on the site, and they've taken TVs, movies, all kinds of stuff, and stuck our faces in the poster. So if you haven't seen those, you should go to our website, check out the movie saga.
Yeah. So which one of the Teletubbies is this? The green one? What is it? Do you know what it is?
La
or something? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's a Teletubby. So anyway, they decided to print this off and make me a little card, but it gets better.
Oh, good.
On the back is the one as us as ballerinas.
Yeah.
Okay? So yeah, and to cap it off, they made a nice little card, you know, sending me
a little
farewell. And they also brought me in a giant life-size stuffed Teletubby.
Nice. The green one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you press its stomach and it laughs and all that kind of stuff. My friends come over, they're like, Rob, what's the deal?
Yeah.
We got problems. I'm like, no, the class gave it to me. So it was really cool. It was great working with them for the 7 weeks, and schedule's been a little hectic, and that's why I haven't been here. But so they sent me off real nicely, and Kyle was part of that class. So worked out well. Your daughter is out of control.
Yeah, she's doing well. There's news.
So, leftover Halloween decorations here.
So anyway, as we go into break, just a thank you to all you guys who are listening. It was a great experience. I know a lot of them now listen to the show to hear what you're going to say next and to hear about the Soundbites website.
Well, as long as they get the name right, which is pronounced
Problem, ladies and gentlemen.
And then we'll know that they're a true listener.
And I was telling you during the break, I've got a bunch of people around here, Mike Whittemore being one of them, that comes or is in before me. Every time he sees me around the office, he does it just like that. Scares the heck out of me. He'll yell it from across the room, and I'll jump, you know. So, it's fun. So yeah, that was. I just wanted to tell that story.
See, other people, their producer is just a producer.
That's
you,
right.
You're a personality.
That's right.
Now we got to see if this Joe does the weekly show.
Pecnerolo?
Starts introducing them.
That's right, Joe. Get on the stick here. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray. Say it with me. Rob Linton! And Nina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Election 2003. This has been a season marked by some bitter campaigns and a number of local races, including Monroe County Executive and District Attorney. The award-winning Wham! News team will be with you for continuous coverage, starting at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. And you won't just get the numbers. You'll get expert analysis from Democrat Rick Dollinger and Republican Bill Nojay. It's the coverage you expect from the station you've always turned to for vital information. News Radio 1180. WHAM.
Our next county executive, Maggie Brooks.
Too often these days, we hear from a friend or a neighbor or family who's lost their job. It's a life-changing moment. And as a community, we need to do better in creating and retaining jobs. As your county executive, that will be my top priority. Today, dozens of agencies and governments spend over $50 million trying to help in the jobs fight. $50 million. Seems like a lot of money spent with not much to show for it. We don't need to spend more money on more programs. We need to build on our resources, diversify our job base, and aggressively connect our young people with local opportunity. We need a leader who will bring everyone together, working as one to make our community stronger and better, to create more jobs for our residents. Working together, we can build a brighter future for everyone.
Paid by friends of Maggie Brooks.
Sure, I have information here that you are a cat lover. Is that true?
No, sorry, not me.
But I have a friend who's a cat lover.
Well,
necessary, you might want to tip your friend up to HouseCat.com. They feature a remarkable selection of gifts and accessories exclusively for cats and their owners, like cat toys, puppets, jewelry, books, videos, and much more. We're talking unique, sir.
HouseCat.com, huh?
Mr. Whiskers will love that. Sorry?
Mr. Whiskers, that's my friend.
Yes.
Cat. His name is
Mr. Whiskers.
HouseCat.
HouseCat, unique gifts for cat lovers. See us online at HouseCat.com.
Looking for a different way to get relief from sore muscles or achy joints? Now you can get fast, targeted relief from a name you trust. Try new Bear Muscle and Joint Cream. It targets the pain precisely. Just rub it in right where it hurts. New Bear Muscle and Joint Cream actually increases circulation at the site of pain to soothe that achy soreness fast. Take aim at the pain with a name you trust. Try new Bear Muscle and Joint Cream and get moving again, pain-free.
Hi, Chet Walker for Roll Photo, Video, and Audio, and today I'm going to be your closest personal friend and tell you to forget about Roll Photo. But you're going to say, what about all those wonderful cameras and lenses and batteries and tripods and stuff? And I say, forget about it. But remember this, audio and video. That's right, audio and video. Remember they did my home theater, and I am the happiest guy in town. They have home theater rooms filled with cutting-edge, high-definition flat plasma TVs, speakers that'll rock your world. You can sit and look and listen and decide what'll work best in your home. Winter's coming. You'll be spending more time inside. And if you've watched TV lately, you'll want to be able to program your own. Pick your own movies. Listen to your own music. If your speakers are getting more use as TV trays, come and listen to ours. Bring in your favorite CD and play it on Rose System. You haven't heard those sweet highs and rolling lows in more years than you want to think about. Rose Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue. Like they say at the railroad crossing, stop, look, and listen.
Wham's Michael Savage.
Welcome to the longest-running serial in my life called The Savage Nation.
Weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And yes, I promised we're going to get to the calls in just a minute. Oh, yeah, this is Soundbite.
Yeah.
But before we do that, it's our trivia contest. We have a trivia contest every day. Now, I don't
every
know what we every week we should do. Well, I have one every day just trying to remember my name. I think, you know what, we should give away tickets this week because the Matrix is opening, all that stuff is going on. What do you think?
Yeah.
We should. Oh, no, it looks like, oh, excuse me, I guess I don't get to choose. All righty, then. This week's prize is a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. If you've got pop-ups and you've got Internet Explorer, you need Stopzilla. And today's trivia question is, back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? If you're the first person to answer that, just take a minute, write your answer down in the form of a question. And if you're the first person to answer that question, either in the form of a question or in the form of an answer, or perhaps you prefer an interpretive dance, although we won't be able to see it over the phone, you'll get your very own copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. In the meantime, we are going to go to the phones and about dang time to our first caller is Tony from Holly, New York. Welcome, Tony. What's your question?
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I think I have a virus problem. I listen to you folks regularly, and I've done all the things you normally recommend, such as updating my virus program, scan the computer. I downloaded the last version of Adware, ran that. Latest version of Stinger, ran that. I did them in regular mode, safe mode. Computer keeps telling me, or all these scans say my computer's clean. However, Explorer runs kind of hinky. It's been running great until recently. Now it takes forever for pages to load. And this may relate also to what you talked at the news at the top of the show. I got like 70 returned mail messages the other day, all from addresses that I never sent email to. Yeah, they're not in my address.
Yeah, that's probably not you. But have you also run...
cleaned out the cache and cookies?
Right. Yep. And have you also run SpyBot S&D?
No.
You
That's
should.
Another good one.
Adware is a great program for getting rid of spyware. It checks every file on your hard drive. But while it goes broad, it doesn't go really deep into the registry.
Mm-hmm.
skims
SpyBot
it.
SpyBot doesn't go broad, but it digs all the way to the bottom of the registry and roots around down there.
We've been doing
so. They're really complementary products, and you should run both.
Okay, is SpyBot available on your site?
You can get a link to it on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you.
And just
you.
Go to just scroll down on the right-hand side and say, see, I heard this website on your show. And again, it'll take you into another page. On the right-hand side, we have them listed alphabetically, and SpyBot is down there on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all the returned mail messages that I got for emails I never sent, what's up
just
that?
Just add them as a filter. If you're using Outlook Express, just add them as a filter and have it go right to the trash.
The deal with those is, as Dave said at the top of the show, it's not you. What happens is many... antivirus programs, it's one of two things. Many virus programs not only send themselves out to other people, but they grab an address out of the address book to spoof that it's coming from.
Okay.
So that it's another level of indirection and helps hide who's really got the virus.
Okay.
In addition, what a lot of them are doing is taking everybody's email address and sending to them a bounced message.
Mm-hmm.
So that you'll look at it and say, I didn't send this. Open it up, read it,
bam.
Open up the attachment, boom, you're caught.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you get them, just throw them away. Make a filter that throws them away for you.
Right.
Okay.
And SpyBot SD, you said?
Yep.
SpyBot S&D for search and destroy.
If it comes up clean on that, what do you recommend?
It's
SFC.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
What,
10-1 odds. If you've cleaned out any stuff before with Adware, the SpyBot will find some more.
The other thing you might try to do is look in your go to Tools, in Internet Explorer, Tools, Internet Options, and now I forget where it is, but what you're looking for is a proxy. See if it's set up, if any of those spyware programs set up a proxy.
Or a redirected homepage.
Okay, now it would be under Internet Tools and where? Options or?
Yeah, Tools.
Well, proxy is in Connections.
Internet Options, Connections.
Connections, okay.
And LAN Settings.
LAN Settings, there you go.
And look for something that says Proxy.
Yeah, see if it says use a proxy server for your LAN setting.
Yeah.
99% of the time, particularly if you're a home user, you don't want one.
Right. Very good, I'll try those.
I also might suggest running the system file checker to see if you may happen to have a damaged system file.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not a virus, but
right.
Not likely.
And what version of Windows you running?
It's XP.
All right, and you're keeping up to date with all the updates?
Yep.
Yep, good.
Okay. All right.
Give it a shot. Let us know.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, our next caller, Leslie from Rochester. Welcome, Leslie. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I've got a Macintosh question, and it might be a similar one to the one that you just answered.
Mm-hmm.
I can open up personal mail in Outlook Express. Like if it's from a friend or a relative, but I'm also hooked up with several commercial sites, like recipes from Wegmans or from my pharmacy, it's time to renew medication, so on and so on.
Right.
And those, once you link on those, it links directly to Outlook, to Internet Explorer. And then my whole system freezes. And it's been doing this for a week. What is the problem?
Does Internet Explorer work by itself?
No.
So when you try to launch Internet Explorer not from an email, it doesn't work either?
It freezes. It does. It goes on the title page, the home page, and the whole system just freezes. I can't close it. I can't do a thing.
It's probably a corrupt preference file, or it may be something damaged in the cache. If you go into your system folder under preferences, there's an Explorer folder, and that will have your preference file, your cache files, your bookmark files, your history files. The easiest thing to do is remove that Explorer folder from the system folder and then relaunch Explorer, and it makes all new preferences. And if that works, then you know you've found the corrupted file. What some people try to do... since they don't want to lose all their bookmarks.
Right, I've got a lot.
Internet Explorer calls them favorites.
Uh-huh.
You can try deleting, don't delete them immediately. Remove them from that folder. All the files except the favorites.html. and see if that works. But sometimes it is the favorites file that's corrupted and preventing IE from working, and you might have to remove that as well.
And start all over again.
You start all over again, or you can also open your favorites file with a text editor and see the links again, and then copy them back into Internet Explorer.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you can just use it as an excuse to weed out those thousands of links you have and
that you don't care about anymore.
Right, that you might have liked at the one time, but now you can go back to a smaller list.
Okay. I'm going to be writing this down. So what do I do again, step by step?
In the system folder, in the preferences folder, in the Explorer folder, you'll want to remove everything but favorites.html to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And if IE still doesn't work, then try removing the favorites file as well.
Okay.
And the good news, Leslie, is we put up an archive of every show.
Uh-huh.
So later on in the week, this will be up on our website, and you can download the archive and listen to it as often as you like.
Once I fix my system.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Another thing you could try is running a different browser if you happen to have one already installed, like Netscape or Mozilla.
Well, it did it also on Netscape, and I'm not too fond of Netscape because of all the pop-ups.
Which version of Netscape?
7.0.2.
You should be able to turn those off.
Mozilla should be able to get rid of them.
Turn them off as well.
Yeah.
It's somewhere
you go into Tools, Options. One of the choices, and I forget exactly where it is, but there's an option to turn off pop-ups.
Okay.
But if Netscape was also not working, that might mean there's something deeper in the system. Rather than an individual program corruption, it could be a system corruption.
Mm-hmm.
If several browsers don't work. How do you connect to the Internet? Dial-up or broadband?
Dial-up.
Does your dialer seem to dial okay and connect you to the Internet, or do you just open the browser and let it dial for you?
When I first started about a year ago, I was just clicking on Internet Explorer, and it would dial up.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been using, in the Apple menu, remote access data.
Right. The remote access is the actual dialer. If you manually tell it to dial and it dials okay and connects you to the Internet, then
mm-hmm.
it's probably not that level. What programs can do is when you open an Internet program, it tells remote access to dial for you.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to trace down this process of where it's not working, whether it's the dialer, whether it's the browser, whether it's the email, we can try to figure out where the problem is. But try deleting those preference files first. That's the easiest thing to start with.
Okie doke. We have to take a quick break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe and possibly beyond, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hidden agendas in today's news. They're everywhere. A liberal bias here, a conservative slant there. At News Radio 1180 WHAM, you'll find we just level with you. Our news department has an agenda, too, to try to keep their pens from disappearing. And other agendas? Sure. The latest news, business, weather, and traffic info. When you need it, and to the point. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Depend on it.
Yeah, my friends are always teasing me about being over the hill. I don't know what the big deal is, though. I've been over it twice today, during my jog.
How old you feel has a lot to do with how active you are. That's why Strong Health is bringing you the Get Engaged program. It's designed to help keep you healthy and active and even find new things to do. Everything from golf tournaments to volunteer work in the community. Visit stronghealth.com to see what interesting opportunities are available through the Get Engaged program. Once again, that's stronghealth.com.
When my friends start teasing me, I just tell them, hey, old is a state of mind. I choose not to reside there.
There's no time like now to start doing more and living a healthier life. So be active. Take advantage of the many fitness classes, volunteer opportunities, and educational programs available. Let Strong Health help you get engaged. Visit stronghealth.com and make this the time of your life.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Right now, we are currently on a break.
You've been dating him 3 years. He talked around marriage, hasn't, but he's been doing you, and now he needs a break.
And what often happens with a young woman who's done what you've done is then she gets annoyed with men. They can't be trusted. They don't follow through on their commitment. You're the one who got naked and did it without a ring and a date.
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Hi, I'm Wham's Brad Davies, and I've got scores and highlights of your favorite teams on the Wham Morning News and 3 hours of sports talk up the dial on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK.
Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000-watt News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester.
Grand Channel Worldwide.
CBS News, I'm Harper.
Call it Stopzilla. The pop-up killer.
Ah! Very good.
It's a great piece of software. If you're bothered by pop-ups and you're running Internet Explorer, this is the software for you. And all you have to do is be the first person who answers this trivia question. Back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? Back to the phones in just a minute, but before we do that, let's talk a little bit about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Every week, we do a poll. Last week's poll, the question was about the increasing amount of spam, and it was 395 of you answered the poll. Thank each and every one of you very much. You are number 11 on the all-time hit list. There was a news story that said 25% of people polled said they dreaded opening their email now because of the amount of spam. So that was one of our choices. We were close. We were 21%. The top one, 43%, annoys me. Tied with me at 21% was angers me. 8% of you, that is to say 32 wiseacres, said, I love it, I buy stuff all the time. And 8% of you said, doesn't bother me much at all. It's 395 votes. Thank you very, very much. This week's poll is for the Apple folks in the crowd. We're talking about those OS X security flaws, and the choices are I'll patch right away, I'll just upgrade to Panther. Flaws? What flaws? Before you
should have said flaws, but flaws. I run Windows.
Well, that's the next choice for the Windows people. At last, the Mac people get a taste. And then for you Linux folks.
Yeah, it's only been 23 years.
Yum, update, I win. Right, exactly. Yum, update, I win. Right now, the number one choice, of course, shockingly, with 80 votes in. 51% of you are Windows people. At last, the Mac people get a taste. Followed by I'll patch right away. Followed by the Linux folks. Yum, update. One of the update programs, the Yellow Dog Update Manager, which is really available for just about every operating system now. I just picked that as one of the choices for Linux updating, and Yum is a program. You can just type in Yum Update. It updates everything on your system to the latest and greatest on your machine. Yum Update, enter, wait a couple minutes, and bang, you're done. So that's why Yum Update, I win. Followed by flaws. What flaws? Good thing we're here to tell you about them. Followed by, nah. And only four of you are saying, only one of you is saying, I'll just upgrade to Panther. So please vote in our poll. When you're done voting, now two people, 81 votes, one more person is upgrading to Panther. When you're done entering your poll choice, you can go on to my website in the little yellow box under the poll next to the haiku. You can go to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And leave an opinion on that security update. It gives you a chance to enter a little bit more stuff. Please try to stick a little bit to the
topic.
To the topic. That doesn't happen much on that site, but that's okay.
You try.
And so we'll have a chance. This is every week we get a lot of Mac people who just simply log in and say Windows sucks, buy a Mac, basically, and that eventually gets boring. So now you can actually say something nice. And something that actually has something to do with the poll. And
it was Argyle who actually bought the first version of Panther from us last week.
Yep.
It came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he came here. Panther is a hot operating system, I have to tell you. It's pretty neat. For those of you who are not very familiar with Google. If you go to Google.com, we talked about that a little easier. A little earlier, one of the tabs there is news. And if you go to the news site, one of the choices in the news site is the science and technology stuff. And they have an article from the Los Angeles Times that was just posted an hour ago that talks about how Panther is stalking Windows, which is an interesting little article. You should probably, if you're a Mac enthusiast, or even if you just want to keep up with what's going on in the world, you should check that out. And we're going to keep up with our callers by going back to the phones and talking to Mike from Fairfax. I'm sorry, Rob, did I catch you in the middle of a soda there? I beg your pardon. I'll try to give you more of a signal next time. There he is. Very nice. We're going to go to
Quick,
on the
save
Rob
that
cam.
Picture.
We're going to Mike from Fairport. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Two subjects. First of all, I'm running a Dell 2400, and I'm running XP Home Edition. And I've got an annoyance situation here. I've got a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse, and I like to use the hot buttons for mail and the Internet. And for some reason, which I can't explain, if I have a window open already, like Internet Explorer window, and I go to actuate my mail hot button on my keyboard, it will not open on top. It opens up underneath. That's the only one that does that. If I reverse that order and I have the mail open first, and then if I open my Internet, the last one open will be on top.
Did this box come with XP on it, or did you upgrade?
Came with it on it.
And have you checked for any upgrades or updates from the Dell website for this wireless keyboard or the Logitech keyboard, if it's a Logitech, for Windows XP?
The Logitech website.
I did go to the Logitech website and got the latest, and it looks like the last time it was updated was 2002.
Mm. Isn't there a preference?
One they had on there. But ironically, though, if I have the Internet Explorer open, and if I go into my programs menu and select Outlook, my mail program, mm-hmm. it will open correctly.
Right.
And I try different paths, because there seems to be different ways to get to that, for my hot button, and I can't seem to get it fixed. So I don't know if that's just some anomaly or what.
It's definitely a software glitch.
If you were to go to your hard drive,
mm-hmm.
and go into program files,
okay.
and then go into Internet Explorer, and then right click.
How about right click?
I don't know. How about it? Right click on iExplore.exe and select properties.
Okay.
All right. Do you have... Check the compatibility box. Is that set to anything? There's a compatibility tab.
Yep. Everything looks kind of blanked out in there.
Good. It should.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that's been a problem. Sometimes, although you said it wasn't updated, it was brand new. It came with XP Home?
Yes, it's only, okay. I got this in July of this year.
Yeah, all right, sorry, because in some cases, for some reason on upgrades, you find that it has compatibility mode set, and it's set to be something else, and it doesn't quite work right. But if that's not it, I don't quite know.
Now, did you get this Logitech keyboard with your Dell, or did you buy it separate?
No, that was separate. I had it for over a year.
Okay.
It may be that this particular version simply doesn't work with XP. We'll check the Logitech website during the break, and if we come up with anything, we'll let you know when we come back. But we are going to take a break right now. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior special, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
Finally, a home improvement company that cares.
With winter right around the corner and energy costs on the rise, it's time to start thinking about getting new windows. American Custom Exteriors and Interiors specialize in high-quality, Energy Star approved windows, and they want to help you save money on your energy bills today by calling 723-8072. They've been a Rochester Top 100 company 4 years in a row, and they're challenging you to give them the opportunity to beat any competitor's estimate on windows. American Custom Exteriors and Interiors is so confident they're the right window company for you, not only will they save you money on your energy bills, but they'll make your life a little easier. They'll give the first 50 customers that call 723-8072 by November 7th a $25 gift card to Tops Friendly Markets. And they'll pay to have your carpets cleaned by the Carpet Doctor. Call American Custom Exteriors and Interiors today. 723-8072. Call 723-8072 today for your free window estimate.
District Attorney candidate Mike Green says he's doing a good job of putting criminals behind bars. But according to official New York State documents, his office has one of the worst violent felony conviction rates in the state, ranking 61st out of 62 counties. Since Mike Green took over, the conviction rate for violent felons is down from 61 to 46%. That means, thanks to Mike Green's leadership, one out of every two criminals arrested for a violent crime in our community was not convicted. Some record from Monroe County's top prosecutor. That's just one of the reasons why the men and women who fight crime on our streets every day, police officers in the city and in our towns and villages, support a former judge, Anne Marie Tadio, for district attorney. Join the men and women who face crime every day and support Anne Marie Tadio for district attorney.
Paid by Monroe County Republican Committee.
Hello, this is Angela Lansbury. One of the real rewards of being successful is when you're able to give something back to those who are less fortunate. And I can think of no better way than through the Salvation Army. For 130 years, the Army has been providing food, clothing, and shelter to children of all ages. Now, what you may not know is that with a gift of $5,000 or more in cash or appreciated securities, you can establish your own charitable gift annuity. You can even choose which programs you wish to support from a list of over 140 options. And you may be eligible for significant tax advantages, too. If you're over 55, you really should look into these charitable gift annuities from the Salvation Army. The joy of giving can be rewarding in many ways. Call toll-free 888-234-8888 for information. That's 888-234-8888.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only
do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
He says that like it's a bad thing. I'm really? Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And I'm Rob Linton.
He's a professional.
A couple of weeks and he just is completely clueless.
I'm out of here for a couple of weeks and I come back, I'm a wreck.
Exactly. You weren't all that hot when you, before you left, so I just want you to know.
We're
going to
start a retraining program.
Back to the phones, and Dan from Webster is on the line. Welcome. Oh, Mike, before we get any farther, Mike from Fairport, we didn't find anything on the...
too many varieties.
There's too many varieties, but if it's an old one, it may well be that there is no update for it. You should, again, check the Logitech website.
Or email them. Email them on their website and tell them the problem that he's having. They might have another fix for it, or cause them to look into it and fix it.
Exactly. But we're on to Dan from Webster, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Okay. First of all, your first caller who had the spyware problem, perhaps?
Right.
Don't forget about Spyware Guard, which is the component, program that's a sister or a brother of SpyBot Search and Destroy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They do a wonderful job with taking care of redirects of home pages on Internet Explorer.
Yep. Very nice.
Okay, and also a stab at the trivia.
Ooh, trivia!
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe, is it the beep code startup?
No, although that's a great guess.
Yeah, really.
The trivia question, by the way, and the fabulous prize is a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. The trivia question is, back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? Dan thinks it's the beep codes, and I'm afraid, Dan, you're wrong, but it was a heck of a good try. Thanks.
Alrighty. Now on to my question. On Wednesday of this week, I'm running Windows 98 SE on a P3 700 megahertz machine. Had a crash of my registry.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, big time. I took it into one of the local friendly shops who got me working 85 to 90% of the way. One of my applications is giving me at startup a runtime error 429. It's an ActiveX. Component can't create object. And I'm going, huh?
Have you tried uninstalling and reinstalling it?
Mm-hmm. I've called the application developers, and they've sent me the latest and greatest version. And that I've installed that, and that doesn't fix it either.
Sometimes, even when you uninstall it, and I don't know how brave you are doing this, you've got to go into the registry.
Well,
you do a search on that particular program, and wherever it shows up in the registry, you've got to manually delete it from that registry.
What, is this an active? Is this an application from work?
No.
Okay.
No, this is an app. This is Andale Lister Pro, which is used to post items up on eBay.
Yeah. One of a couple of different things. Either this program is trying to create an object that's already created, like there's a file on the disk that never got deleted,
mm-hmm.
or one of the folders that it's trying to create something into is missing, or that folder is locked, which can happen during a crash.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is without, you know, knowing the program much more intimately than I do, I can't begin to tell you which that might be. Although usually it creates objects in memory, but it always saves a piece of that component out on the drive somewhere.
Right.
Have you tried emptying your temp directories?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The technician that worked on the machine did all that stuff and cleaned the spyware and all that good fun stuff.
It's also possible it might be something in ActiveX itself and not in the program that's trying to activate ActiveX.
Mm-hmm. Where do I find this ActiveX?
It's embedded into Windows.
Yeah.
You've got 98SE, so you should start with the system file checker.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you run SFC.
And that's a good candidate for a machine. How much memory you got in?
256 megs.
You know, you should put another 256 since it's a Pentium 3 that fast and go up to Windows XP.
That's going to be my next step. Would it pay just to plane to get another hard drive and schlep a fresh version of Windows on there?
If you're having, if you are not 100% certain of your registry, yes.
Have you tried putting Windows over Windows?
Not yet.
I mean, that's an easier way instead of wiping it all out. First, copy all the Windows folder if they're not already there, the CAB files,
mm-hmm.
onto the hard drive.
I've got them there.
All right, just tell Windows to restart in safe DOS mode,
mm-hmm.
and go to that folder and just type setup and then try reinstalling Windows over Windows. We find that solves quite often a lot of problems. It'll re-establish certain items that might have gotten confused or messed up in the registry
Different versions installed by different programs.
Yep.
Exactly.
But that would be my first attempt.
Yeah, start there.
And if not, I'll see the friendly technician again on Monday.
There you go.
Already.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Our next caller, Mike, from Gates, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. About a month ago, I installed a new video card, and now my standby function button is missing. You know how you can go start, shut down, standby?
Right.
The standby button is missing, and the hibernation function doesn't work.
Is this a laptop?
No.
Then you really don't want to use those things anyway.
Right.
Those are designed for laptops.
What is?
Unless standby and hibernation.
Right.
And unless every single component in your system is designed to go into standby or hibernation mode, you can seriously screw up your system by using it.
It was working before I installed the new video card.
Well, now the new video card clearly is not
doesn't
designed
like
to
it.
Do standby or hibernation.
Pardon?
Clearly, the new video card is not designed to go into standby or
hibernation
mode.
Especially with the onboard cache that it has in memory.
Right.
Well, most of the time, the computers won't wake up again.
Right.
Right. Everybody should listen to this. If you have a desktop machine and you're not 100% certain that every hardware device in it understands and can deal with standby and hibernation mode, never use them.
Turn it off.
Because you will cause problems to your system. It'll corrupt it. It'll crash it. Oh, it's not good.
And when I'm all done using my computer, then what do I do? Just leave it running without...
Everybody has a different idea. I leave mine on 24/7. Some people
just turn
them
the monitor. I just turn the monitor off. Yeah.
You know, if you're the sort of person who works all day and comes home and plays all night, you turn it on when you come home. You turn it off before you go to bed.
Yep.
And it's on all night in between, and it, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
And most people don't like to wait for it to turn back on again, so hit the power button, then get your cup of coffee.
Right. Turn and by it on, go get a cup of coffee.
Right.
And
then it will be booted up for
well,
you.
What made the standby button go away?
The fact that the new video card doesn't recognize it and mm-hmm. told Windows that.
It's missing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
I still have the restart function.
Yes, and you should.
And I still have shutdown.
Exactly.
Right. I still have the hibernation one, but it doesn't work.
Right.
Right.
Standby is completely missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Your machine is now working correctly because the video card doesn't understand those functions and they were taken away.
Yep.
So it's okay to just leave it on all day without putting it to sleep or anything?
Yeah, sure. Just turn the monitor off and you're on your way. Listen, we got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you miss Wham's Bob Matthews, you drop the ball.
And I think what we're starting to realize is a team with a good defense, and the Bills do have a good defense, you can get by with a good running attack and an okay passing attack. But it's almost impossible for any team to win if you don't have a running game. And the Buffalo Bills have not had one. Matter of fact, all season they haven't had a real good one.
Bob Matthews, weeknight 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Get ready, get pumped up, stop at the green.
Why are all the witches, ghouls, and goblins flying into Hess Express?
Because we pros know Hess Express has the best Halloween candy deals. Get 2 snack size bags of your favorite candies for only $3.99.
Get ready, get pumped up.
Now at the Hess Express Halloween Candy Fest, get 2 snack-sized bags of Reese's, Kit Kats, Snickers, M&M's, Almond Joy, and more, all for $3.99.
That's a deal even a goblin could love. 2 snack-sized candy bags, only $3.99 through October 31st.
Get ready, get pumped up, stop at the green.
And if you love gourmet coffee, you'll love what Hess Express has brewing just for you. 4 new Golden Gourmet Premium Coffee Selections. Custom blended Sumatran, Costa Rican, Espresso Roast, and Jamaican Blue Mountain. Brewed fresh every 20 minutes guaranteed. And guaranteed to satisfy the true coffee connoisseur. Look for the golden handle in the corral.
Get pumped up!
Only at Hess.
Our next county executive, Maggie Brooks.
Too often these days, we hear from a friend or a neighbor or family who's lost their job. It's a life-changing moment. And as a community, we need to do better in creating and retaining jobs. As your county executive, that will be my top priority. Today, dozens of agencies and governments spend over $50 million trying to help in the jobs fight. $50 million seems like a lot of money spent with not much to show for it. We don't need to spend more money on more programs. We need to build on our resources, diversify our job base, and aggressively connect our young people with local opportunity. We need a leader who will bring everyone together, working as one to make our community stronger and better, to create more jobs for our residents. Working together, we can build a brighter future for everyone.
Paid by Friends of Maggie Brooks.
If it's Sunday, think Bacchus. That's the House of Bacchus Discount Wine and Liquor Store. The House of Bacchus, 1050 Ridge Road East, will now be open on Sundays from noon until 6 p.m. If it's Sunday, think Bacchus. That's the House of Bacchus Discount Wine and Liquor Store, 1050 Ridge Road East in Irondequoit, now open Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. Remember, if it's Sunday, think Bacchus.
The following conversation is real. It took place on August 9th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
Dr. This is Wanda. I have locked my keys in my car.
I'll be more than happy to assist you.
Thank you.
Now, do you know your account number?
I have no idea. Everything is locked inside my car.
All right, can I have your home number area code first?
843.
If you lock your keys in your car, OnStar can attempt to unlock your doors by remote.
You said you're at the gas station, so you're in an open location. It shouldn't be a problem.
Actually, it's under one of those gas pump shed things.
Okay.
OnStar is available on 51 GM models, including Buick vehicles. To learn more, visit your Buick dealer or Buick.com.
I have to call you back from OnStar. I want to let you know your vehicle's unlocked.
I'm already in my car.
Great,
I could not wait. I had to come out and stand by the car, and I heard the lock pop open, and I said, hallelujah. Thank you so much. You saved my life.
Well, but everything works out well.
Have a good day, ma'am. You too.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready. Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only
do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Lincoln.
You know,
gotta love it.
He mentioned he has his student Kyle in here. He's got Kyle doing all the work. He's sitting back there.
Well, we should get Kyle on the mic.
Get Kyle on the mic.
He's basically sitting back there saying, you know, you have no idea how much fun it is to whitewash the fence. And Kyle's sitting there going, yeah, look, I can push a button. Meanwhile, he's nowhere near the mic. He's nowhere ready to do his job.
Sorry. I'm here. And I'm Rob Linton. There we go. See, there we go.
And how about Kyle? He should...
I'm Kyle Canales.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Hey.
All right.
Yes.
Professional broadcasting debut.
Yes, without a doubt.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones after I remind you today's trivia question is, back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? We've had one person who tried and did not manage. I won't say failed because he's probably still listening. One person who tried but did not get the trivia. That was Dan from Webster, New York. It was a great guest, and we're still waiting for someone to get the trivia. Will Eugene from Rochester give it a try? Eugene, welcome.
Hi. No, fellas. Got no luck here. I don't know that trivia question.
Okay, what's your question?
I have a problem. I downloaded some files. I made some files on Windows Word Pro, and I went back to look at them, and they turned into computer language. How do I can fix that?
You're using a program called Word Pro.
Yes, in Windows 95, yes.
Right.
And I wrote down, you know, I put a lot of information that I had, and when I went back to see it about a couple of weeks later, it had turned into computer language, 000s.
And you opened it up in Word Pro.
Right.
Did it say anything about converting format or translating format?
Nothing. Just when I went to open it up, it was all gobbledygook.
Was it the same version of Word Pro that it was, do you have the same version of Word Pro that it was created in?
Yes.
Did you created these files on your machine?
Yes.
They've sat on your machine?
Yes.
And you just loaded them back into Word Pro?
Right. Well, what I did was I opened up Word Pro, I put down all the information I needed to put down, and then I closed it, you know, like a file, in the file.
And when you opened it up, did you double-click on the file, or did you open Word Pro and then load it?
I just opened Word Pro.
And then you went to File, Open, and loaded your file.
Yes, because I put all my files in a certain section.
Right.
Where all my information, important information is. And, like, addresses and, you know, personal bank business and stuff. And it just turned into zeros and zeros.
Yes, it's something is corrupt in the file and it's not reading it right. Do other files open okay?
Every other file open okay except three that...
Then in the header of that particular... You might want to try opening it up in, say, like Notepad. See if you can open it up with something else.
And if your information is actually still there.
Yeah, and actually do a cut and paste.
If you open it up with Notepad or WordPad or something, it's possible that you'll get some garbage and then some text and some garbage and some text. So you should be able to retrieve a bunch of your stuff.
But
if not, you're going to have to take it to someone who can actually sit down and see if they can go through the file and find things for you. But
So it's nothing you really can do and click it.
Yeah, there's no click here and fix it kind of thing you can do with that.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So it's just lost, huh?
Yeah.
Not
right,
necessarily.
Go to your backup
like
copy.
Like we said.
Try another word processing program and see it, you know, because a lot of them like WordPerfect or Word or any of these others. Check with one of your friends and see if they can open it up with another package, save it as a text file, and then try bringing it back into WordPro as a text file or whatever.
Because I thought it was like not being formatted or something.
No,
it's
no.
not reading the file properly.
Yeah, if you tab down through the file, if you scroll down through the file, do you see any text at all?
Just a little bit, just a couple of words.
Yeah, try opening it in a text editor. Otherwise, you might need to bring the machine to somebody and have them take a look.
There are also some commercial data recovery services. OnTrack has one called File Repair, which is only $350.
Oh wow!
That will try to repair files. So you know, you might be able to find. I don't know if Dave, if you have file recovery. I know if you got disk recovery.
I can do individual files.
You might be able to find someone
within
that
the files.
Do.
No, but if a hard drive crashes, that type of stuff, we've been pretty successful with the stuff that we have.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can find someone that has a file recovery programs, they might be able to get the data back.
Okay, then. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, bye bye.
I just realized that I left all my stuff at home. I was going to talk about the business show. There were some nifty toys at the business show. I'll talk about them next week. I went to the business show earlier this week at the convention center. Oh. I'll talk about them next week. I just realized I didn't bring any of that stuff with me. I left the house in such a hurry. It's the joy of coming down here on Saturday. It's the rush to get to the public market on Saturdays is really where that comes from.
Well, because you got to get me my car.
We brought you your coffee.
I know.
You get it? All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got the
hazelnut. You're a good.
It's getting low. You know.
No, go ahead.
You know, I know you got to worry about getting down there to get it, so I have it here on Saturday. It's nice and fresh.
It's the only reason I go to market, really. That and the fact that my wife would kill me in my sleep if I didn't.
Well, then you wouldn't have to go again.
There is that. We own a coffee stand.
This
is right through the heart. She wouldn't.
You suffer.
She could make me suffer, but she would never do that. The sweet and lovely
she
woman
is.
That she is. We own a coffee stand
just
at the public market, the Flower City Coffee Company, and so I'm there every morning before I come here. Please don't feel like you need to come down and ask me computer questions there. I'm trying to sell coffee. So,
well, they can buy a pound of coffee and then ask
If they buy
question.
A pound of coffee, they can ask one question. We're going to go back to the phones now and talk to Rob from Pavilion, New York.
Your list of files that you want.
Uh-huh.
They can sometimes, you know, you might be able to cut that cost down
yeah.
a little bit. But, yes, on the average, and this is why folks, you know, complain when we do data recovery and I tell them, well, hey, you try sending it, you know, because we'll do it. And, you know, I'm not going to give it away cheap because what it cost me for the software and what people don't realize, it's very labor-intensive.
Right.
It's a huge time sink.
Yeah.
And basically,
when we sit there and we charge maybe half that price if we can do it, and people still, you know, complain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they go off to these data recovery companies, minimum it starts at between $400 and $500 and goes up.
Right.
And basically
right.
most of the big companies have a clean room with the white spacesuits and a whole bit.
Exactly.
And they
exactly.
walk in and look at with an electron microscope.
Well, they take them apart.
Yeah.
Especially on a unit that has a board that's burned out. You've literally got to take the platters off.
You got to take the platters off and
you
do gotta that.
You got to take all the platters off one at a time, make sure the actuators don't scrape it. And then
right.
remount it into a working system that's more or less what they call open air.
Right.
And set it there, and then they can retrieve your data.
Right. What I'm wondering is, I went online and, you know, read in a couple forums and that sort of stuff, and I heard about a couple people replacing the PCB chip on the drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you
with
can,
an identical one.
Well, it depends on whether it was the controller board that failed or something in the hard drive
yeah.
itself, because I've done that.
Right.
If you can find an identical hard drive, make and model, you can swap controller boards on
yeah.
the drive itself.
Okay, and that's the actual, that's
the green board.
The green with all the
green
chips
board
on
top
it.
Of
yeah.
the drive. Is
yeah.
that how difficult on 1 to 10 is that, and am I in a lot of danger of...
Well, it's not very hard. It's not very hard changing it. The hard problem is finding an exact identical
yeah, that's,
drive.
Yeah, that's going to be, especially on a 120 gig drive.
Yeah. Well, I can find...
If it's not identical, and I mean right down...
To the
revision number and subpart numbers.
Okay.
But one thing I can suggest is you could give our office a call at Jesse Group, 624-1920. We are partners with Drive Savers, one of the big commercial recovery services.
Huh.
We can get you a 10% discount, and they'll waive the diagnostic fee if they can't recover anything.
Okay. What was the What was the phone number again?
624-1920. Yeah, there's usually like a $250 diagnostic fee if they can't recover anything.
Non-recoverable or non-refundable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I need it, so.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Rob. Good luck. All right, we're going to take a quick break so we can commiserate in private over Rob's problem. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, who has way too many problems for anybody to commiserate over, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
So what are you doing on Saturday, November 15th? Probably just going to sack out on the couch and watch TV. Why?
Cancel that. You're coming with me to a great singles event.
Oh, thanks. I'm tired of the bar scene. You got to shout over the music, shove past the competition. You can't get to know anything about a woman with those odds.
I'm not talking about the bar scene. I'm talking about Rochester InfoCourse's speed dating event at the Rochester Museum and Science Center. My brother met his new girlfriend at the one last spring, and she's awesome. He was pre-matched with 8 short dates ahead of time. He couldn't believe how much he learned about her in just 6 minutes.
I don't know. I've never done anything like that before.
Come on. You have nothing to lose. If you don't like them, they're gone after 6 minutes. And if you do like them, they're right there to set up your next rendezvous.
You're right. I've seen enough Saturday night TV anyway. How do I sign up?
Rochester InfoCourses is proud to announce the next singles dating event at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, Saturday, November 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The dating starts at 8. To register, call 256-1960 or sign up online at thesinglesdatingevent.com. Hurry. Your registrations must be completed by Tuesday, November 11th.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. Rob, get your mic ready. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And I'm Kyle Canales.
Yeah. Hey, we did it.
Very nice. And we're back.
Almost 2 hours into the show. And
yeah, right, and he finally gets the mic right. You know, you just take a couple of weeks off, and it just all goes in a handbasket somewhere.
Right down the toilet.
We're going to get back to the phones after I remind you that the trivia question and today's fabulous prize is a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? Back to the phones. Our next caller is Chuck from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Chuck. What's your question?
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yes. That is right.
Congratulations.
Did you get the hint off of the opinion page?
Nope, not at all.
Somebody put a hint up on the opinion page. But that's it. Back in the 80s, Microsoft created a product called the Microsoft Flight Simulator, and it only ran on 100% true IBM-compatible systems. So, excellent. Yes. Excellent, Chuck. Did you have a question, or did you just want to hit the trivia?
Well, no, I knew the question. I had, during that time period, I managed Leon's computer sales. So that's what we used.
Oh, Chuck! Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we used it too. I was at the computer center. We were competitors in those days.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah, we used it too. We would tell people, look, this is, if this runs, it is. If it doesn't, it isn't. Try it.
That's
and, of course,
right.
They would come in and ask us, does it run Flight Simulator? They didn't even care about the game. They just wanted to see it run. Absolutely right. Stay on the phone, Chuck, and we'll take your information and send you your very own personal copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just had to get rid of that. All right.
They recently had to put a patch out for Flight Simulator. You used to be able to fly through New York City. And fly by, well, it's the Empire State Building, too. And you hear this voice in the cockpit about, you know, don't get so close to the buildings.
Right.
And they took that bit out.
They took that bit out. I can't imagine why. Our next caller is Mike, all the way from Middleport, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi there, guys. You guys have too much fun there.
Now, you know what? If it ain't fun, don't do it. Life is too stinking short.
Hey, I downloaded Gnopics last week.
Oh, yeah.
And now I can't get the thing to boot. And I got a bunch of questions here.
Are you on a laptop?
No.
Do you have an LCD monitor?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I'm well before that here. I've got a Windows 98 and a Windows XP, and it's not able to boot the CD-ROM. And the first question is, it's like an OPEX is stored on there as an ISO file. Should it be burned onto the CD in a manner differently?
Well, yes. You can't just push the ISO file over to the CD.
Okay.
What you need to do is almost every CD burning software that I know about has somewhere in it where you can burn, they'll either call it an ISO or a CD image or that sort of name.
Okay.
And basically what that means is that someone took a copy, an ISO file is basically a copy of the CD itself in a special format saved on the hard drive. So it's all one file. You don't see the files inside. You don't see any of that stuff. But what you then do is need that special software again to pull it off of the hard drive and throw all the real files onto the CD itself.
Okay.
So, for example,
burn image, you know, mount image and then burn image sometimes.
Right. For example, I use Nero, and it says you go onto the file menu and it
open
says
image.
Open image or burn image.
Okay.
So it's not one of the standard choices. But yeah, it's not the same as any other method of doing it.
And that would be a feature that would be in, like, I've got Easy CD Creator 4, which is an Adaptec product.
Yeah, should
there
work
would
fine.
There would be a mode in there that...
Somewhere there will be how... You're going to... I mean,
do you have the basic or the pro version?
I'll bet the basic.
So it might not be in the basic.
Yeah,
the basic free version, it might only be in the commercial
version. But I would look either in the help files or in the
manual
and look for ISO.
Or image.
Mm-hmm. Or image.
Or image. Okay.
Yeah. See if it'll burn that.
ISO 9660 is one of the standard CD formats that allows any computer to read the files. The ISO image is basically an image of the CD, and you have to put it back on the CD in image format, not in file format.
Okay. So all the symptoms that I'm seeing of not being able to boot that CD is really due to what's on the CD, not my inability to access it through my BIOS.
Exactly.
Right.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. When you open that CD up on the desktop, you should see dozens of little files, Bin and Etsy and
Boozer and Amp and all that.
Yeah. All the Unix-level folders.
When I burn it correctly.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. That explains a great deal.
There you go.
I shall proceed with this. So if I can't do it with this basic model of software, I have to go to a pro of some sort?
You'll have to buy a real piece of software somewhere, but I can't imagine. Maybe not. Check it out.
I'll have to look at this. Okay. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck.
See you later. Bye.
And you'll love Gnopix. Gnopix is at gnopix.org or .net, I forget which, is a version of Linux that boots directly off of the CD, so you can run OpenOffice and your web browser and email and everything else right from the CD without changing your hard drive. Gives you the opportunity to look at and play with Linux without actually having to reformat your drive or any of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's on our website.
Yes.
Yep. And so you can go to Gnopix, G-N-O-P-P-I-X, to see the GNOME-based version, or Knopix, K-N-O-P-P-I-X, to see the KDE version. One of the things about Windows is you only get one front end, one GUI. On Linux, there are a multiplex of GUIs available to you. Our next caller is Don from Irondequoit. Welcome, Don. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I was going to tell you that I knew the trivia, but I was out in my car, and you never did give the phone number.
Oh, yeah, they do that at the beginning. We have the guy that comes on, the guy who's the announcer. He gives the phone number.
I did know it was Flight Simulator.
Good for you.
I'm old enough to remember.
I'm old enough to forget.
Yeah, that too. Well, I might as well ask a question as long as I'm on
here.
Might
as well.
Someone's going to give me a computer that doesn't have a hard drive in it, but has a Celeron processor.
Right.
And I have an old 2-gig hard drive that I had taken off another machine just sitting around here.
Yep, yeah.
I was thinking I could just stick it on there.
Yep.
It has Windows 95 on it, but I should be able to get stuff off the hard drive anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll probably go through and do a number of updates.
Hardware detection.
Yeah, right. Hardware detections, and all that type of stuff.
And it might ask for driver disk.
You go in and go into the BIOS and say, find hard drive?
No,
it depends on the level of the BIOS. Some of them you have to manually put in the cylinders, heads, and sectors.
Some you could sit there and just say auto.
How old is this PC?
It's not, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's very old.
It'll probably find
probably
it.
Auto,
as long as the BIOS is set to auto. You can, and for each of the hard drives, you can say auto or user
or whatever.
Well, auto's the easiest.
Auto's the one you should pick if it has their choice.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Okie doke. Have fun. Our next caller, Dwayne from Geneseo, New York. Welcome, Dwayne. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm running Windows 98 and an HP unit. Previously, I put in a new CD burner or CD drive with a burner on it, and just recently I had to replace the hard drive. Now, I try to reload my Nero software, and I keep getting this error. It says MSIEXE linked, file linked is missing. I've tried to unplug the CD burner and reboot.
Yeah, the Microsoft System Installer.
Oh, MSI.
Yeah.
Oh.
MSIEXE.exe file is linked to missing export. MSI.dll.
Did you upgrade or change the operating system any?
No. No. Well, the same software that was on it before. In fact, I used the reboot disk off the...
What version of Windows 98?
Don't know.
No, what version, I'm sorry, of the operating system?
Windows 98?
Yeah. SE or, I mean, second edition or first?
First.
Okay, you might want to try the system file checker.
Okay.
SFC, which will check all the internal system files. It only checks the Microsoft Windows files, but that's what it's designed to do. And if it finds a missing or corrupted one, the theory is it'll replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should work in this instance.
I've also seen in many cases programs will need to update the Microsoft System Installer before they can then install themselves.
Right.
It typically does that itself when you click on the CD icon to run the installer.
Usually what often happens is when you've got a product like Windows 98, which is however many years old it is, 6-7 years old now, you have a new version of Nero, for example, it may not run on 98.
Well, it ran on the old hard drive before I replaced the hard drive. Yeah, same version.
Okay. Then, try doing system file checker before.
You may even need to run some of the Windows updates first.
Okay.
Right.
All right,
Make sure you got it updated. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
That's going to take some detective work.
Yeah, I always see that when I'm installing Norton Antivirus, that it has to update the installer before it can run the installer.
Right, exactly. All right, our next caller is Michael from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Michael. What's your question?
Hi, guys. First of all, a comment. It seems that in the name of progress, the overall computing experience is, in fact, regressing, I would submit, for the average user. I just got a Dell 4600 near top of the line with XP a couple months ago. And I'll tell you, the overall number of troubles that we've had, hardware and software, are worse than the crappy old IBM that we replaced that was about 5 years old.
Yeah, we've mentioned that before, and I've said it with the old early Macs. You know, your entire operating system and your applications fit on one 400K floppy, and it never crashed. What we've been seeing over the years is that more and more people want to do different things. You know, the internet was the last big new thing they want the computer to do, and now we're looking at digital audio and digital video. So as the industry is progressing and people want more and more things, companies like Microsoft and Apple are throwing them into the operating system, which makes the machine more and more complex. And then on the other side of the coin, people want cheaper and cheaper prices. So we're getting cheaper components in the machines that have a higher failure rate. So it's kind of a catch-22. We want the machines to do more, but we want it to cost less, so they have to find out some way to do it. But yeah, but back in the early days, you know, Windows 3 or even the first Macs, you launched Mac Write and typed your letter, and that was it. And you printed to the only printer there was, you know, an Epson, you know, FX80 or whatever it was at the time, the Apple Image Writer. And it didn't try to do 100 things at once.
Well, and part of the problem, as we've said before, is, as you just said, is that software is getting much more complex. Most people can use Microsoft Works and do everything they want to do and not have to worry about the complexity of components in Office that they'll never use anyway. I wish we had more time, but it looks like we're done for another week. And I apologize that to everybody to whose question we did not get. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank the folks who took a shot at the trivia. I particularly want to thank Chuck from Rochester, New York, and the old Leons for getting the trivia. We will be back here next week at some point, sometime. I'll let you know as soon as I know. on Sound Bites with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, possibly even Rob Linton, maybe Kyle, we don't know, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Sound Bites, only on 1180 WHAM.